lot of the people in New Zealand in the parliament, I mean, they are globalists, common purpose. Who are these people in your parliament that apparently running your country or taking orders? I mean, are they Fabian socialists? Are they generally Freemasons?
Yeah.
It's a very socialist.
Let me show you something. Parliament. Let me show you something.
I mean, who are they?
Okay, there's two things I want to show you here. One's a $10 note and one's a $20 note, and it'll give you some idea of the structure of New Zealand. Okay. I'm holding it up to the webcam, so those of you watching later on my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, will be able to see it. Now, what you got here is you have the Queen. You have the Queen. Okay. Now, what's next to the Queen? You have the New Zealand Parliament called the Beehive. So you have a beehive, and you have a Queen.
I didn't know that.
And right. And what's right next? That's right. And what's right next to it? What's right next to Parliament is the country's largest Masonic lodge. So that's just three things that are right there in your face on it.
Right.
This is the $10 note. This is Kate Shepherd. Now, you will not be able to see the detail on this, but if you look up and Google $10 note, you'll be able to see it. Behind Kate Shepherd, there is a weaving pattern. And if you look very closely, that weaving pattern is the Star of David, repeated over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So we
the beehive itself,
in a very, very interesting country, okay? And that aside, here's some other interesting factoids. The New Zealand Prime Minister, John Key, former Federal Reserve Bank head of derivatives and bond trading in Europe. He, in fact, came from Ireland during the Irish financial crisis, or rather before it, leading up to it. They passed a whole bunch of legislation that would allow, or rather encourage, major banking sectors to move their back offices there in order to take advantage of so-called sweetheart tax breaks. So that's exactly what John Key did when he was working for Merrill Lynch. He went into Ireland, did a whole bunch of dirty, dodgy dealings and derivatives trading, and then he got the frack out of there, put all that money into blind trusts, and the Irish economy soon collapsed after he left.
Blind trust, yeah.
He then went back to the United States and was the head of European bond and derivatives trading on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. That's for 2 years he was there. And then when he left there, the United States economy collapsed, and then he became Prime Minister of New Zealand, and now New Zealand's economy is about to collapse.
It's not a coincidence!
This is, you know, that's just the Prime Minister. His partner in crime is the former mayor of the super city Auckland, a man who has literally thrown me out of a council meeting because I was simply filming the council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with a tripod, sitting there, not hiding it.
Let me just stop you for a second, Winnie. We've just got 5 minutes left. I don't have as much time as I used to until I get a good slot again, hopefully.
Don't worry, I can finish. I can wrap this up in 1 minute, man.
I was just going to say that these bankers, these people who are running your government, Plato is their god. And he said himself that our ideal state is like a beehive. Above the workers, we have drones. And you look at the Pope's headgear is a beehive. You know, yellow and black is the symbol of the bee. Bees are good for busyness. We send our children off to school in yellow and black school buzzies. Drones are males with no sting. They are the priests who inseminate the queen. When her egg-laying is impaired, they secretly raise another by the feeding of specially prepared royal jelly. Like monks, bees live in cells, etc. And I'm just quoting from Alan Watts, Cutting Through the Matrix, Cutting Through Volume 1. But, please continue and wrap it up, Vinny, who these people are. Running
John Banks. John Banks, who has taken money from Kim.com and denied he ever took money from Kim.com, 33rd degree Freemason. John Key, current Prime Minister, 32nd degree Freemason. The current Mayor of Auckland, which was John Banks' previous role, is a 32nd degree Freemason.
I interviewed James Robert Wright yesterday, who's was part of the Supreme Council of the 33rd Degree in Dallas, Texas, who had access to all sorts of information. And in his expert opinion, having been betrayed by these people and having to move out of Dallas because of the amount of harassment he was suffering, he says that anybody who is in power, like in politics, who is also a high-ranking Freemason, is definitely, quote, definitely corrupt. Like, as in there's no wiggle room. So the three most powerful positions in this country are the Mayor of Auckland, Coalition Partner, and Prime Minister, all three of which positions are occupied by high-level Freemasons.
Yeah. I mean, that's where their loyalty lies, by the way, folks. If you think you're voting for your Prime Minister or your President, and they're Masons, their first loyalty is to the Lodge, to uphold this system. They swear an oath to uphold this system, but their loyalty lies at the Lodge and the Freemasons above them. That's who they really
But again,
not the people.
This is not Freemasons. This is high-level Freemasons of the Scottish Rite, specifically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And people don't know the difference between Scottish Rite or Blue Lodge or Shriners or anything. There are many, many sects of secret societies that are running all over the place. But as far as I've ascertained, you need to be wide at the base and narrow at the tip, okay? So you've got the most amount of accurate information and the smallest target that can be hit with it. And what James is now doing is he's organizing an international movement to investigate and, if necessary, remove any high-level Freemasons who are involved in political positions.
Excellent. They have no right to be there. It's their system, I believe. They believe that we should run it and for them and be their slaves, and they have every right to be above the law. No, they don't. They have a loyalty. Well, the people have a loyalty to themselves at heart, at first, and these people are crooks and criminals, and they have no right meddling with our lives. We're just about to wrap it up now. We've got about 30 seconds to go. Thank you, Vinny. It's good. We'll say goodbye to you, and thanks for your input. And we'll get you on again soon. And everyone's loving you in the chat here, as ever. God bless you.
Thanks, Patrick. And you have yourself a wonderful day, mate.
Thank you. Thanks again, Vinny.
And, of course, if anybody wants to check me out, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and americanfreedomradio.com. 5 nights a week, 2 hours just before this show. So you can listen to me, then Patrick. See you again.
Thank you, Vinny. Well, it's good night from the Free Truth Show. And thanks for tuning in, folks. And we'll see you next week at 1 a.m. Good night.